Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Coming up next, Whitney makes a talk deal, and the network she deals with prepares to go drama next year. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Can you believe it? End of April, 58 degrees. Beautiful day here in New York at the top of the hour. And we welcome you to the program that covers the world of television. A short and sweet episode today because early this afternoon we learned that our guest for today, independent TV entrepreneur Arthur Wiley, could not make it. He sends his regrets about not being able to be on because of a late-minute change in plans, but he will reschedule for May. And we should know by the end of the day the date he will do it. So we will keep you posted. Hopefully, we will have that info on our show Friday. So again, Arthur Wiley, the independent television entrepreneur who also wants to expand diversity on television, will not be with us today because of a change in plans. He is rescheduling for May. Well, we do have some news notes for you. We'll get to that in a second. If you have a comment about the world of television, give us a call at 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Numbers to any of you catching us live across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. We also have our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Get 305 in the room already. Thank you for that. So you can use the phone, use the room, and we do want to hear from you. So make your voice known. So you do, so we address what's on your mind. And now let's get to some news notes. Whitney Cummings will know in 2 weeks whether her low-rated NBC sitcom gets a second season. For now, she's set to be somewhere on weekly television this fall. That's E! Entertainment TV launching a new Love It, Meet It talk show with her. Cummings will comment on pop culture developments through monologues, conversations with celebrity and comedian friends, and sidekick Julian McCullough. Love It, like Whitney's sitcom, will play Wednesday nights paired with The Soup and host Joe McHale, whose own NBC comedy community is on the bubble. As for E!, the channel will premiere a new logo and on-air look July 9th. That dovetails with the premiere of Opening Act, a Nigel Lifeboat series where unknown music performers get the chance in short order to open for a music superstar live in concert. Separately, E! Joins Bravo and Hallmark Channel as newcomers to scripted television next year. At least one series will launch, selected from 9 in development, with the likes of Kevin Spacey, John Wells, and Philip Noyce executive producing. And that is our news note. Before we tell you about our guests coming your way this Friday and next Monday is a very special day for us, I want to thank all of you who've been listening to our replays over the last 3 weeks. Your response has been amazing. For the last 6 episodes in a row, we have had over 100 replays, and a number of our episodes have gone nearly 200 replays. Our latest episode from Friday with Craig Sweeney, the executive producer of USA 2 series Common Law, has already seen over 150 replays. That is amazing. So to all of you who see us on replay, whatever you do, we thank you for that. We invite you to tell your friends to tune in on replay, and we also invite you to tune in live. We're here Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This Friday, we lower the curtain on our 3rd year on this very website, and we got a good show for you, a nice hour of dynamic duos, two of them. First up, World's Wildest Police Videos, a popular series on Fox in the late 90s and early part of the millennium, is coming back through Spike TV. We'll have the producer of the program, Paul Janovich Jr. If the last name sounds familiar, Paul's father, also named Paul, was the original producer on Cops. And one of the people that came out of Cops and originally hosted World's Wildest Police Videos, former Florida Sheriff John Brunell, will also be with us. He is also hosting the new version on Spike TV. So Paul Janovich Jr. and John Brunell on the first half of our hour this Friday. On the second half of the hour, we'll meet a husband and wife team who not only produce reality shows, they also help promote networks. Chris and Carlos Sloan of 2C Media join us on the second half of the hour. A pair of dynamic duos this Friday when we wrap up our 3rd year on Blog Talk Radio. And 1 week from today, we kick off our 4th year. We got some wonderful guests for you. Gracia Thomas, the episodic television director whose credits include Grey's Anatomy, Lost, and House. He also is the producer of Banshee, the new Alan Ball created series for Cinemax. And that's not all. He is also an investor in websites, from Twitter to Pinterest. We'll get Greg's thoughts on the world of TV, the future of the medium, the future of online video and web, and how the two could connect through executive TV sets and more. Greg Thomas, episodic TV director, web investor, and Banshee showrunner, will be with us in the first half of the hour next Monday. And on the second half of the hour, we'll focus on the world of diversity in television, especially that the following week, the broadcast networks announced their fall season schedule. Joining me to talk about that, a wonderful colleague, former colleague at Multichannel News. He is the propagander there, one of the best journalists covering the world of television, Tom Lipstead. He'll join me live as part of our fourth anniversary edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised on Blog Talk Radio. So we got a third-year finisher and a fourth-year opener coming your way. Two great hours, May 4th to May 7th, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on BTR. And remember, you can always catch our previous episodes, including our episodes of the last 3 weeks, on replay anytime you like. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. You can also catch us on podcast. We're available 24/7 on iTunes.com and other websites arranged by Sonobite. Remember, when you get our podcast, you get bios and color headshots of our guests. You also get scenes from the shows they work on or the networks they deal with. And that is an exclusive feature to our podcast. We've had nearly 35,000 downloads so far this year, over 7,000 this month alone. So join the throng who hear us on podcast 24/7 on iTunes.com and other websites. We're also a featured podcast on TiVo. We're also on Looky TV, the wonderful internet radio listening device you can get at fine retail stores everywhere. And we are available to students and teachers around the country through cable in the classroom. The website to find all about that, www.citonline.org. That's www.citonline.org. Wonderful organization that provides commercial-free programming as well as computers and other equipment to schools and teachers throughout the country, thousands of them every single day and every single year. Amazing organization, Cable in the Classroom, and you should know more about it at citonline.org. One more time, Arthur Wireman, the independent TV entrepreneur, is going to be with us today. He couldn't be because of a change in plans. He will be rescheduling for May. He apologizes and sends his regrets, and we'll find out hopefully end of day, the day he'll do the show, and so hopefully what you know on Friday. Again, this Friday, we bring down the curtain on our third year here on Blog Talk Radio with two dynamic duos, Paul Sinovich Jr. and John Bunnell from World Wireless Police Videos getting a revival starting next week on Spike TV, and Chris and Carlos Sloan, the owners of 2C Media, a company that not only produces reality shows, but also promotes different networks. And then a week from today, our third anniversary edition, kicking off year number four here on Blog Talk Radio with Amazon TV director and website investor Greg Yatanis and Tom Umstead, the propagander of Multichannel News, talking about diversity and programming in television. Should be a wonderful set of hours, and we hope you tune in Friday and Monday to kick May off on a great note, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, remember, you can catch us 24/7 on our replay page at www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. You can check it out and find a movie on upcoming episodes as well. And our podcast at zoom.net, iTunes.com, and other great websites arranged to find people at Sonobite. And remember, you're always around, so if you'd like to spot up on our show, we appreciate your thoughts. So email me at SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. That's where you can talk about our show, our guests and topics, your thoughts about where television's headed. If you have an idea for our ongoing feature or show to know, put down the name of the show when you email. Also, why you like it, and, of course, where the network of the show is on television. If we use suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So don't forget, make sure when you email me with an idea for a show to know or talk about the world of TV in general, put down your name and where you're emailing from for the show to know feature, the name of the show, the network it's on, the thoughts about it. If we use your suggestion on the air, you get credit. And by the way, if you know a national advertiser or know somebody who does know a national advertiser, we are, of course, are looking for sponsorship for our Blog Talk Radio and podcast programs. We'd love to do business with you, so use that email address for that information as well. SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Remember, we appreciate what you have to say, so please say it. Soon as you do, soon as you address what's on your mind. The views presented on this program are those of the participants, not as those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Matt Bader. Podcast distribution provided by Sonobite. Words to your ears. Or www.sonobite.com. Podcast director and theme music composer, Philip Salisbury. But tomorrow we televise. I'm Simon Alabam in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your April. We'll catch you first Friday of May, this Friday.